Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We move on from that, and we get to our guy, Danen Hughes, here on Fesco and Dusty.
You hear him on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Danen Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
I didn't know Danen had that in here.
I didn't either. Junky and funky.
Yeah, spitfire.
That's a Tuesday at the Fesco household.
Danen Hughes brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and now you get to discover the sexiest laugh in broadcasting. Danen Hughes joins our show here. Mr. Hughes, how are you on this Tuesday morning?
What's going on, fellas? I am good. It's a victory. Mm-hmm. What, do we just got past Victory Monday? We can stretch it into Victory Tuesday. I'm cool with that. 2-0.
No doubt. We're all
feeling Chiefs Kingdom.
We're all feeling junky and funky, Danen. There's that laugh.
That's I like right. it.
Hey, I have a quick question before we get into the Chiefs. Creepy or could care less, the Dylan Raiola stuff?
A little creepy.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to hear from a perspective of a former pro and a guy that, because I mean, what we've all probably done mimicking stuff. Like I tried to imitate Griffey's swing as a kid.
Yeah.
But you know, I got to the point of like pulling my hamstring. I was like starting to imitate my father, and not, you know, other athletes, but I digress from that, Danen. And I, you know,
well, I would say this, yeah. I think that the mimicking should not go past high school. Like I remember being a pitcher in New Jersey and wanting to look like Dwight Gooden on the mound and emulating that. And, you know, again, the Griffey swings and all that. But once you get through high school, I feel like that's where it should end. You should have your own identity and do your own thing. And the fact that it goes even into the pregame, running to the end zone, screaming, like, all right, enough is enough.
Yeah, exactly.
And how much of that is because it's Nebraska, Danen?
Not
a team hated like Nebraska, but maybe Cincinnati. How'd that feel leaving the stadium on Sunday?
I loved it. I mean, let's face it, the Cincinnati Bengals are a good football team. They're not a disciplined football team. They're not they don't have a winning culture, and I spoke about that since the game. When you talk about the culture, or even talk about during pregame, culture of this organization, there are teams out there. The Chargers seem to have been a team that has flipped the script a little bit under Jim Harbaugh, but in the past, they are a team that knew or figured out ways to lose games. We're a team and an organization that figure out how to win games. The Bengals figure out ways to unravel at the wrong times, making bad decisions, making bad plays, costly errors, Jamar Chase screaming and yelling, not once, not twice, 3, 4, 5 times in the face of the officials on, if he thought it was a hip drop tackle, how is it a hip drop tackle when Trent McDuffie never actually hit the ground? Like, that's the whole idea of a hip drop tackle, is if you pull him down on the ground while you're on the ground. He actually just wrestled him and actually held him up just a bit. So I don't know if he thought it was a face mask, because I didn't see a face mask. If he thought it was a hip drop, I didn't see a hip drop. If he thought it was a horse collar, he had one hand on the back, one hand on the front, and he just twisted him around. So I think that was more frustration. But it just goes to show you that even as a good football team, undisciplined behavior, frustration because of a contract and that you only got four catches for 35 yards, all play into the lack of winning culture. And I'm happy that we are a part of a team, even though we've had our blow-ups. We've seen Patrick or Travis, lose it a little bit, Chris Jones lose it a little bit on the sidelines. Once they get back on the field, once it's time to go and win a football game, we figure out ways to do that.
Danon, I will say, and I have been to the Oakland Coliseum for a game, so I'll preface that. I have been to Denver for a game, so I'll preface it that way. The Cincinnati Bengal fans are the most deplorable group of fans that I've ever been in contact with. I liken them to the Beverly Hillbillies. They show up, they think they've accomplished something, they really haven't. They try to act like they're big-time talkers. They're talking smack in the crowd to my kid. I don't know that I've ever experienced a worse group of fans than the Cincinnati Bengal fans for an organization that literally has done nothing in their existence.
Yeah, it is interesting that they have that kind of aura about them on the field. And again, it's a culture thing. And I'm sure we have some fans that are, extra spirited, sure. I guess we would say. But for the most part, when you talk about the culture of an organization and the identity of a kingdom, like, this is what we have. We have guys that compete literally till the clock hits zero. Like, that's what we do. We compete till the clock hits zero. We very, very, very rarely ever shoot ourselves in the foot. And we figure out ways to win ball games when we don't play our best football. And I think that's something that the fans can latch on to. It's a blue-collar mentality. Even though we have superstars on the team, overall, we have a blue-collar mentality that we just go out there and we make it entertaining, maybe a little, heart-stopping at times. And a Sunday experience or a Monday experience, a complete day for the Chiefs faithful. I mean, I just think that this is the epitome of what you want to experience when you're talking about NFL football.
Yeah. Danon Hughes with us here on 96.5 The Fan. And let's start, with this week. Isaiah Pacheco obviously busted up ankle, out for an extended period of time. How does his loss impact this team?
It's a tough loss because there are guys on this team, there are guys on every team that seem to either be the heartbeat or at least be part of the heartbeat of their particular unit, offense, defense, special teams. And I feel like that energy from Isaiah Pacheco is part of the identity of our offense. Yes, Patrick Mahomes, he is the linchpin. Yes, Travis Kelce, he is the star. But Isaiah Pacheco, as far as his energy in the run game, and if you ask any offensive lineman, current, in the past, they will tell you that they love when a running back has that kind of energy. When you commit to the run game, when you're efficient in the run game like we've been, and you have a guy that bounces up, runs back to the huddle, like that energy permeates through the offensive unit and the offensive line. It's contagious. So whoever fills in, I think Carson Steele has a little bit of that, but he's still a rookie. I haven't seen enough of Samaje Perine in regards to his presence. We've seen him play against us, but we haven't seen his presence and how vocal he is or lack thereof. So you just kind of wonder about the run game specifically if the same energy is going to be there. So Isaiah Pacheco, he's definitely going to be missed. Hopefully, it's a fibula injury. So for a running back, you don't know how long that's going to take, if it's going to be something that we'll see in we'll be able to see him later in the season, maybe in January, if it's going to be IR for the rest of the year. I think he's going to be missed.
How do you think the possible return of Kareem Hunt fits into things? Like, what's your take on potentially bringing him back? He's working out today.
I don't have a problem with it. I think it's a great fit. You guys have heard me talk about it. I know over the last couple of years when we had all the drops by the wide receivers last year, the big question, why don't we go out and get X player? Why don't we go out and pick up receivers? Well, this offense is not predicated on picking up guys at that skill position, even into training camp. Like, we very rarely have we gotten guys that once training camp even started or preseason started, that we went out and got guys that would be impact players offensively at the running back position or wide receiver. So, that's not something that we do, whether it's the complicated offense or it's just the trust of Patrick Mahomes, and it takes a while to get there. So you just don't want to go and pick up somebody that's unfamiliar with the culture here. Kareem Hunt is familiar with it. The terminology is very much the same. Matt Nagy was here. Andy Reid was here. So I feel like that would be a good kind of stone to overturn and see if he's in shape and he's capable of coming back. I think the bigger part of it is how he handles the PR part, because I feel like after all these years, if I am in his ear, he's standing at the podium right after signing and he's apologizing to the entire Chiefs kingdom, as well as the Chiefs organization, starting with Clark Hunt and Andy Reid. Apologize, say I've grown from it, I made a mistake, you haven't heard a word or anything from me or any issues from me since then, and I've moved on, and hopefully the Chiefs kingdom can move on. That quick statement, identifying it right at the podium, will give him the complete clean slate that I think he would utilize and he would need to be a positive force for our team going forward.
Well said, Dana. As we talk to Dana Hughes here on 96.5 The Fan, we move on, speaking of, to Atlanta. We go to Magic City, and it's Kirk Cousins. That laugh says a lot there, DH. But I will say, go on to Atlanta. An impressive win last night, or a choke job by Philadelphia?
Oh, it was a choke job by Philadelphia. Yeah, a drop by Saquon Barkley, who, probably has the best set of hands of all running backs in the NFL, at least top five. Playmaker who made a bunch of plays, won me a couple of fantasy football games this weekend at my running back position, but got to catch that ball on third down. At the same time, they are a perfect example of a team without an identity in the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, they ran the ball well, then they got conservative on defense. They allowed Kirk Cousins to kind of carve them up in the latter part of that game and basically take the victory away from them. So it was unfortunate to see from a football fan standpoint. It may bode well for us that they are not a team that's coming in, or we're going into their facility while they're 0-2. Now they're 1-1. And I don't know if that'll be good or bad for us. I still don't understand how the Atlanta Falcons get two consecutive primetime games.
Yeah, right? I mean, how is that possible?
What have they done in recent years to garner that, to go from Monday night to Sunday night? But at the same time, it's a short week for them, even though they're playing at home. And we have to step up to the challenge. Their run game looked really good. And so we have to be stout against the run. I can't imagine that they'd want to put the game on the shoulders of Kirk Cousins out-dueling Patrick Mahomes. But I will say this, and Patrick Mahomes, if you look throughout the course of his career, yeah, we lost to the Lions last year, but when we play teams once every 4 years, or we play AFC teams that are not familiar with us, like, I feel nervous for the other team. Because it's one thing to look at our offense, all the intricacies, look at Steve Spagnuolo defenses and the blitz packages on film. But if you don't experience it, it can be like a tornado. And so for the Atlanta Falcons, they haven't experienced playing against the two-time Super Bowl champs in a while. And there's not any familiarity there. So that can give us a little bit more of a boost as well.
I think the last time they played was a COVID year game, and I remember being there and having the entire section to myself. I'm like, this is the way to go.
Yeah, right.
Nobody here at this game. And it ended up being a field goal game at the end, and the Chiefs ended up winning that and clinching, the division that day or whatever it was. But, Atlanta obviously makes the national TV because they got great uniforms. That's really all that it is. Their helmets are phenomenal. So rookie baptism over the weekend, man, not so good for a left tackle by the name of Kingsley Suamataia, was it?
Yeah, it was. And Kingsley had a bad day. And I envision, I know he got subbed out, which you very rarely see in the NFL at the offensive line position, get subbed out late in the game. And Wanye Morris comes in. I still think that they may go back to Kingsley. Like, I feel like if you felt for all of these weeks that Kingsley was the guy to take over at that left tackle position, struggling against what was the number one defense from 2023 in the Ravens last year, and then two pretty solid bookends in Hendrickson and Hubbard, doesn't necessarily show that indicative of losing your position for the rest of the season. And if you believe that that rookie can play and you drafted him accordingly, then I think you throw him back out there in the fire pretty quickly. So although I would not be surprised if they say, you know what, we're going to give him a few weeks to kind of sit and watch and learn, and then maybe around the bye week, we may throw him back in the fire. I would not be surprised to see him thrown back out there again and saying, hey, you got a chance to soak it up. You got a chance to maybe a little humble pie by being pulled out of the game. What I did notice, even with he and Wanye Morris, is the knee bend wasn't necessarily where it needed to be. And then you look at Trey Hendrickson and how he was rushing the quarterback, he was getting underneath their pads. He was getting lower than they were and using that leverage to push them back into the pocket and into the quarterback. So, like, that's the number one coaching point that I would look at on film is, like, guys, get your knees lower. You know, Rich Baldinger and I always did these Metro Sports, Spectrum Sports shows, midweek and postgame, et cetera, and Baldy would be pulling his hair out talking about knee bend.
He's a great knee bender.
Yeah, and that's where those guys were inefficient in that game, in game one as well as game two, specifically game two. So, rookie baptisms, Xavier Worthy, the 12th defensive man as a wide receiver, again, going against the corner, the 12th defensive man is always the sideline and the back of the end zone. That's what they utilize. So when you see Cam Taylor-Britt squeeze him to the sideline, that negates all 4-2-1 speed, and that tells you that from a wide receiver position, he's got to get stronger. He's got to be able to push back on those defensive backs while running past them with that speed, and that's part of the learning experience and the baptism. So he looked a little bit down in the locker room because of that interception. It was a great play by Taylor-Britt, but at the same time, those guys got baptized, and they'll be better because of it.
Well, Danan, we appreciate you joining the show, and hopefully Mr. Primetime Kirk bends the knee to Mr. Showtime Patrick Mahomes on Sunday Night Football. So we'll be ready to hear you on the Chiefs Radio Network here on Sunday evening.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yes, sir. Take care.
But he's a great knee bender.
Danan Hughes there on Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. Coming up on the other side, a rookie quarterback last year, a quarterback this year who's been benched for the Red Rocket or whatever you call it.
What?
I think that's what it is.
Red Rifle.
Oh, I'm Dusty Likens. That's Bob Fesco. And that's Mac Morey. This is 96.5 The Fan, your home.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For Kansas City sports.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.